I didn't even realize I was wasting $415 a month until I downloaded Rocket Money. I thought I had my finances under control until the app laid out all my spending and categorized it for me. Takeout, shopping, and unused subscriptions were quietly draining my account. And as a result, my savings took a back seat. But Rocket Money doesn't just tell you what you're wasting money on. It takes action to save you money. First, the app looks at your income and monthly expenses and calculates how much you can safely spend each day to stay under budget. Rocket Money also finds and cancels unwanted subscriptions for you and even negotiates better rates on your bills so you have more money in your pocket. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. It's time to simplify your finances and take control of your money. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
With Car Guru's Discover, you can skip the filters and describe what you're looking for in your own words. Simply type what you want, and Car Guru's Discover instantly surfaces real listings that match your exact needs. It's no wonder Car Guru's is the number one most visited car shopping site, according to SimilarWeb's estimated traffic data. Buy or sell your next car today with Car Guru's at cargurus.com. Go to cargurus.com to make sure your big deal is the best deal. That's CARGURUS.com. Cargurus.com.
We're going to cause trouble. Scott Farrell is calling the shots from the sideline.
We're going to make fun of people. We're going to hurt people's feelings.
It's Farrell on the bench.
I believe in whipped cream with everything. I wanted to talk about the Lakers because there's nothing I enjoy more than watching them fail miserably. I mean, they lost again on Sunday. The Nuggets beat them by 11 in L.A. The Joker had 38, 18 boards, 6 dimes. And it's just a constant double-double machine with the Joker. AD had a big game since, you know, he's only missed the entire season. He had 28, 9, and 8. But the bottom line is they're in desperate need of an absolute makeover. They're finished. I don't care what anybody says. LeBron didn't play. They had Davis, Howard, Westbrook, Bradley, Monk, and then Melo, Johnson, and a bunch of hacks on the bench playing. No LeBron, no Dice. They're not making the play-in. I just don't see it. I mean, they're not in the play-in right now. They're 2 games back of the Spurs for the last play-in spot, and they've lost 6 in a row. They're 2-8 in their last 10. They are 11-27 on the road. They're 3-11 in the division. They're 16-32 in the conference. They're only 500 at home, 20-20. That is unbelievable. I don't know who's worse defensively, the Lakers or the Nets. So they're 2 down with 4 to go. And the bottom line is, on Tuesday, they play in Phoenix against the Suns. Gee, what do you think is going to happen there against the boys from the Valley? Booker and company are 31-8 at home. They're 62-16 overall. They have the best record in the NBA. They're going to get their ass spanked in that game at the Footprint Center in the Valley. That's just not happening. I mean, the bottom line is they stink, and they're not beating the best team in the league. Then they go back-to-back on Thursday and Friday. Thursday night, they're playing on TNT at the Chase Center in San Francisco against the Warriors, who suddenly have backed it up with a couple of wins after they've played so horribly without Steph Curry. But the Lakers aren't beating the Warriors either, not on the road. The Lakers, as I said, are one of the worst road teams in the league. I mean, they're one of the worst teams in the league to begin with, let alone on the road. So I don't see him going up there and beating Poole and company and Thompson and whoever the hell else the Warriors throw out there. I don't think that Vogel is beating Steve Kerr in this game. The Warriors are tuning up for the playoffs. And in the playoffs, you know they're going to get Steph Curry back. They're not worried about beating the Lakers on Thursday night. And then on Friday night, they have another one, but this one's at home, where they can actually, you know, more than likely win a game. But how many times do they lose to the Thunder? They're playing Oak City at Crypto in Lipstick City. And I know the Thunder are awful, but they always seem to play well against the Lakers. Their last game is Sunday on the road in Denver, where they're going to lose to Joker and the Nuggets, just like they lost to them at home on Sunday. So Sunday to Sunday, they finish at Denver, where they're going to get whacked. And then that'll be the night, I guess, Joker finishes off the MVP back-to-back, because you know they're going to give it to him. I've talked about this over and over and over and over again. They love the white boy in Denver. It doesn't matter that Embiid has averaged 30 the entire season, and he's going to get shafted. The only two that have ever had more 40 in 10 games than Embiid are Moses Malone and Russell Westbrook, who did it 12 times. Embiid did it 11 times. Both of those guys got the MVP, but they're going to shaft Embiid for the Joker so the Joker can put on one last performance, and he is going to absolutely light up the Lakers like nobody's business on Sunday night in the Mile High City. So just so you know, all that's left is to see if the Lakers can catch the Spurs down a couple games with four to go. It's just not happening. San Antonio has four left, three on a row. They're not going to be easy. At Denver tonight, and then Thursday at the T-Wolves in Minneapolis. Saturday, they're home on the Riverwalk in San Antonio against the Warriors, who seldom come out to play. And then they finish at Dallas on Sunday night. And that's going to be brutal. I mean, you know, I don't see them winning those three road games. I really don't. I think they'll lose to the Nuggets tonight. I think they'll lose Thursday night to the T-Wolves. I don't think they're beating Cat Towns, D-Lo, Black Jesus, etc. At Mini. It's not happening. I think they'll beat the Warriors, perhaps, without Steph Curry at home, because they'll be in, you know, have-to-win mode, desperation kind of mode, and then they got to turn around, fly to Dallas, and they'll lose to Luka and the Mavs on Sunday night, sure as I'm sitting here. So I kind of see them losing three of four, but I'll give them the one against the Warriors, you know, at worst. So the Lakers, as I went through it with you, tonight at Phoenix, Thursday at the Warriors, Friday at home against the Thunder, Sunday night in Denver. I say they lose three out of four. So they both lose three of four. And that means the Lakers aren't making the playoffs, because if they both lose three of four, then the Spurs still finish two games better than the Lakers. And you can wipe out LeBron James and Anthony Peanut Brittle Davis, and the Lakers from the postseason couldn't even make the play-in tournament, which is for basically losers to begin with. The 7, 8, 9, 10 teams really are a joke, and they're going to play their little play-in tournament. The 9, 10 has to play two games. The 7, 8 has to win one game. The bottom line is, then they go lose in the first round like 90% of the time anyway, so I don't think that's going to matter. The Spurs are going to get in. The Lakers aren't. Then they're going to fire Frank Vogel and blame him for the whole thing. And LeBron will get no blame. Look, I'm not going to deny LeBron averaged 30.3 the whole year. And he's a badass. He's incredible. It's unreal what he's done. And he's dealt with so many injuries. as he's gotten older, obviously, the injury bug has hit him hard the last couple of seasons, missing tons of games. But you can't argue with the fact that at least he showed up every night when he was healthy enough to play and dropped 30-plus always. I mean, he put on a show every single night, and no one can stop him. And he's still an absolute freak. Even at his age, still dominant and can do whatever he wants, getting to the 10 and finishing. And he can still do it from outside as well. And he is a leader, but he was unable to do anything with this ragtag bunch. They truly are awful and have done nothing right as a team, as a unit, the entire season. And look, let me just say this while I'm at it. The Nets are no better than them. I mean, I'll give you that the Nets have a better record than the Lakers, 40-38, and that they're in the play-in no matter what in the East. I mean, the bottom line is they're going to play the Hornets in the play-in, and they're going to have to win twice, not once. So I think they got their own issues defensively. I think they're horrible. And, I mean, it's unbelievable to me that I watch them, and, like, Durant has a 55-point game and Kyrie 31, and they lose. Is that not stunning to anyone? Once again, you get this guy, KD, Cream Puff Reaper, with double nickels, and they lose a game in Atlanta by 7, no less, to the Hawks and Ice Trey. So it's not going to matter what they do, like tonight against the Rockets, who they'll beat at the Barclays. And then tomorrow night they play the Knicks at the Garden in a rivalry game. Other than that, it's totally meaningless. Except for the fans, because these two teams hate each other. Friday night, they have Cleveland at Barclays. And Sunday, they play the Pacers at Barclays. So they get 3 of their last 4 at home, which are tune-up time for the playoffs. They have to do well in that play-in. They have to win so that they can get in. I mean, bottom line is they're going to have to, you know, beat the Hornets. And then they're going to have to beat the loser of the Cavs Hawks. So the winner of the Cavs Hawks gets the 7. The loser plays the Nets, and the winner of that game becomes the 8 and would have to play Miami in the first round. How do you think that's going to go? I mean, the Heat are completely loaded. They're the top team in the Eastern Conference with a 2-game lead over the Celtics. They've suddenly found their way again. They're getting hot. They're winning. You get Bam going with buckets, you know, Butler, Lowry, Hero. I mean, it just never ends. They're deep. Boston's played great. They're the 2. Milwaukee's the 3. Philly's the 4. Chicago's the 5. Toronto's the 6. I mean, they're tough, too. All those teams are tough. But I just don't see how the Nets, who play no defense whatsoever, are going to win all these games and then take on the Heat and then beat the Heat, and everybody still thinks they're going to win the East and go to the NBA Finals. I think everybody is absolutely tripping their ass off.